This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off the second hour of our Sunday edition, day two of the Texas Bitcoin Conference in Austin, Texas. The weather has been fantastic thus far, although we're inside mostly. People are eating outdoors. I get some food trucks rolled up there. Canyon View Event Center, that's where we're at. But if you aren't here, well, don't bother coming out because the event's a sellout. You're going to have to get in on this next year, which presumably there will be another one of these. It's Ian and Mark here in the studio, our remote studio, where we've been, you know, handing out bumper stickers and flyers and promoting New Hampshire as the destination for all things Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Dimitri Rasa is with us here, formerly of the Mycelium Wallet, now an independent operator. You were going to be speaking today, and just there was too many speakers. I got bumped. You got bumped. We both ended up on panels, so... you were kind of summarizing what you believe the future of Bitcoin to be, or the future of cryptocurrency in general, and you were talking about how Bitcoin is such a big, you know, it just eclipsed $100 billion in total market cap, total value across the entire globe just within the last few weeks. This is a huge thing in the world, and you say that because there's so much development going on that it's actually spurned further processor, like microprocessor, it went down to 16 nanometers, which it had never done before. So now there's manufacturing.
6 months earlier than it was planned, yes.
Yeah, so there's manufacturing that's happening now that was previously unable to happen. And so you're saying this is Bitcoin is encouraging technology to be developed faster and sooner and cheaper. And you were also talking about power. So please pick up where you left off.
Well, the biggest complaint I've heard about Bitcoin, one of a long time ago, is that Bitcoin wastes a lot of energy and it's just... it's a big waste, but and a lot of people who look at Bitcoin for what it does do seem to miss a lot of the really important stuff, which is what I was just talking about. People see Bitcoin as it's just money. It gives us freedom to transact, and it gives us freedom to store and like have our own sovereign offshore banks in our pockets, so to speak. They're missing the incentive portion, where we now have an over $100 billion system that is specifically designed to incentivize people to look for faster processors and cheaper, more efficient sources of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we understand this about Bitcoin, we can look at other projects and kind of understand them better, too. Like, for example, MateSave and Storage. What is their proof of work? Cheapest, most efficient method of storing data and fastest way to transmit the data over... internet blocks.
Storage and MadeSafe are decentralized
storage
and service or
cloud storage.
Yeah,
yes.
of serving websites or whatever, that kind of thing.
Other services like Tactum might be an incentive to secure data, registry of ownership more securely, and being able to possibly sort and search that data structure in a faster way so you can find out who owns what. Unfortunately, I can't really think of what proof of stake.
Proof of stake, these are different terms that are kind of behind what, I don't know how to describe it. The proof of work is sort of the...
Proof of work, you're actually doing some sort of physical work where you're proving that you have something that you did for the network.
This is what stakes you a claim in
proof of
as a
work.
Miner. Or as
as a miner. So you proved as a miner that you contributed work. With Bitcoin, you proved that you verified all the transactions and you secured them in a way that other people can use them later.
Whereas proof of stake is just somebody saying, hey, I've got a lot of this thing.
Yeah.
So like on some of the copies or the modifications, the altcoins out there that are competing with Bitcoin, they've chosen proof of stake instead of proof of work to... it's not really securing the network in that case, because proof of work is securing.
It secures it in a way that you show that you have the most stake in here, which is supposed to prove that you would not screw yourself in this network because you would lose all your money.
Got it.
Unfortunately, proof of stake was actually created because of the ideas that things like Bitcoin are wasting a lot of electricity, so we don't want to waste this electricity, so instead we'll do this more efficient proof of stake where you're going to show that you have money, and as a result you've got more money. I'm not a fan of that system because you're not really incentivizing anything other than for a lot of people to hold
just
a lot
hold
of money. Yeah, just hold. So, whereas
that's not bringing development. That's not encouraging people to compete and find better, faster, quicker.
And I felt that a lot of people who came up with proof of stake, they missed that entire portion of incentivizing development, incentivizing energy research, incentivizing other kind of research. And I'm hoping that people in this field will realize this a little more, and then maybe they can come up with ideas where they can actually build incentive structures that have a proof of some sort of work that will incentivize people to look for ways to optimize that work, like proof of folding proteins, proof of... I don't know, maybe somebody will come up with a way to prove that a certain amount of time has passed, and then some physicist will try to figure out how to, like, speed up time in a certain tiny little bubble or something, you know? Yeah.
All right, so what are we missing? Anything else?
No, that was it. So, you know, think about this whole system on a separate, different level.
Just
follow, but see how you can hack society to hack these incentives where people will do stuff as an incentive for their own benefit.
What can people do to make Bitcoin more ubiquitous, make it the currency of the future? What can an individual do?
Find ways to remove discomforts and improve comforts. Mostly in Bitcoin, there's still a lot of discomforts.
The fees,
the time.
Is Bitcoin going to stay on top for much longer? Do you think?
I think so. I think at this point, Bitcoin still has enough of a first mover and network effect to survive.
Survive is one thing, but stay on top is another thing, right?
Stay on top, I mean.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of places you can actually spend most other currencies. Most other
That's
currencies
true.
You still have to convert back to Bitcoin.
We're working to change that in New Hampshire. We've got Derek J. Freeman and Steven Zeiler out on the seacoast who've come up with AnyPay, which is a merchant app to allow people to accept Dash and Bitcoin. And so they're just rolling that out now, and we're working on getting it into some of the merchants, the real brick-and-mortar stores. Where now, of course, if you want to get out of Dash, then you still usually have to convert that to Bitcoin. You convert the Bitcoin.
Unfortunately, I'm not very technically versed in Dash, so I don't know if it has similar scaling issues that Bitcoin has. Hopefully,
I don't know either. I had Pete Ayer on the show yesterday. He was our first guest for the first hour, actually, and he says now he's not an engineer. He's a fan of Dash. He says that in this Dash evolution thing that they have planned for 2018, apparently, he believes that the programmers have announced that they have some sort of way to even reduce the fees even more. I mean, right now, obviously, Dash isn't used near as much as Bitcoin, so the fees aren't very much. They haven't hit that scaling issue yet, but he thinks they've got something in the works.
And I think it'd be great if Dash switched from proof of stake to proof of work, where it actually motivated some sort of research the way Bitcoin does, too.
Dash doesn't have proof of work at all?
I think proof of... Is it proof of stake?
They have miners. I know 45% of the mining rewards go to the master nodes, 45% goes to the miners, and then 10% goes to a kitty, a promotional kind of...
Marketing funding.
Okay. Yeah, so I wasn't sure if... I thought Dash was proof of stake entirely without any kind of... "quote unquote wasteful electricity burning."
No, I'm pretty sure there's miners out there with the Dash. I'm certain there are because they are definitely mining Dash.
What convention do you think you're going to be at next?
Not missing Miami, definitely.
Yeah, the Miami International.
You went to that one a couple of
years ago.
Shout out to
oh, really?
Mo and Jason. Mo always runs the best conferences. I'm sorry, Texas, but
this is a good conference, though. I mean, it's sold out.
Yeah, I'm thinking this is like the Goldilocks and Three Bears idea of conference, where the first one was way too big. This one's too small. Maybe the next one will be just right.
Right, because the first one they had at a racetrack. I mean, it was humongous. Everybody was like walking from building to building just to try to get to things.
There were some neat cars, though.
Yeah, it was great for people who use their Bitcoins to buy their Ferraris and Lamborghinis to race in a racetrack, but the rest of us, not so much.
Yes, well, there's going to be people that spend too much money on cars no matter what what the area is. There's no doubt.
Yeah,
that's definitely true. So thank you, as always, Dimitri, for coming on Free Talk Live and joining us. Obviously excited to hear about whatever it is you get into next. Not that you know, but it happens.
I know. I mean, I'm hoping to do... allow Bitcoiners to diversify into real estate with a transparent mortgage banking and investment banking kind of a setup. So
how's that going to work?
You get 20 seconds to answer that question.
Well, if you want a stable paycheck, that's a little bit better than your Bitcoin swings and can give you almost as much of a return as Bitcoin. That's where I would come in with my real estate stuff.
Dimitri, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live here with us from the Texas Bitcoin Conference. We got more coming up.
Thank you.
On Free Talk Live in Austin.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word Radio 77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text Radio 77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text RADIO 77 to 42424.
I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, day number 2 of 2. It is a sold-out event, and it's going really well. Meeting interesting new folks here and old friends. We got Andrew White, who I've not met previous to just now. He is a Bitcoin day trader, and that sounds like risky business. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here. Andrew, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Now, I know, Mark, you wanted to have him on to talk about pricing, but what is a Bitcoin day trader? What does that mean?
Sure. So a Bitcoin day trader, more specifically the website that I run, bitcoindaytrader.com, is an open source community of cryptocurrency traders. And so we work all of the cryptocurrency markets. There's over 1,200 cryptocurrencies to choose from, and we look to buy low and sell high over and over again.
And, I mean, does it work out? I mean, how do you do it manually? Is there a robot that
Absolutely.
You use?
Absolutely. Like, there's all sorts of interesting ways to trade. There's algorithmic ways, programmatic and manual trades. And there's probably several thousand full-time professional cryptocurrency traders around the world.
Yeah, I've met a few people who do it, and I've got to say, from my experience, you know, personally trying this, you know, all I was ever able to do was buy high and sell low.
Yeah, and that you can make money doing that with margin short trading if you know what you're doing.
Yeah, but so, I wasn't trying to do that.
Yeah, now, with markets and trading, there's a lot of education that needs to be done out there. There's a lot of new cryptocurrency traders, people interested in all the major assets, and that's part of what my community is designed to address some of those issues, answering those questions, making sure that people are trading safely, that they're considering their risk management, their money management, all those things. We have a chat group where people discuss these issues 24/7 and all time zones, many languages, and it's really exciting to see people talk about the pros and cons of ICOs, the pros and cons of different exchanges, the pros and cons of different assets. It's a huge topic that a lot of people need to get educated on.
So which cryptocurrency coins are you most bullish on right now?
I say that I'm most bullish on the privacy coins, your
like Zcash,
XMR, your Dash.
Monero.
Monero.
Yeah, Monero.
Now, a lot of people say Dash isn't a privacy coin. They say that it's just nothing compared to Zcash and Monero. What do you say about that?
And there are good arguments to be made for that, but I do believe that the privacy features available in Dash kind of pushes it in that camp more so than Litecoin.
You got to use it properly. I mean, you know. A handgun's not a self-protection device unless you aim it at the bad guy and pull the trigger, right?
Well, I mean, with Dash, you can either use the privacy feature or not. There's not another way to use the privacy feature. And I guess the critique has been that it is just basically a mixer, whereas these other things are much more technically adept as far as privacy is concerned.
Yes, I absolutely agree, and I would like to see the Dash community push more on the privacy features in the future. That'll give them a lot of leverage against growing assets like Monero and others.
Absolutely.
What about ICOs? Are there any of them? These are the initial coin offerings. Are there any of those that you like?
Yes, there are. There's a number of them under development that I know about but I can't talk about yet that I know are really exciting. As you know, the ICO market cap this year is about $200 billion. Was it $200 million?
It's a bunch of money.
It's huge. Like, and it's an amazing endorsement of the technology and an amazing, negative endorsement on the venture capital.
Let's slow down for a moment here. Yeah. Let's explain what the ICO is, because it is a way for a company or an idea, people with an idea, to raise money via cryptocurrency, usually it's Ether or Ethereum, to have a crowdsourced funding campaign, basically, for their idea, whereas the traditional way of raising money is you have to go to these venture capitalists and make a pitch to them and hope that they like the idea, whereas with the ICO, or the initial coin offering, you're pitching everybody in the world who has access to cryptocurrency, and if they want to buy in a little bit or buy in a lot, it allows them to do that. I hadn't heard $200 billion. I didn't realize that because I was just looking at the total market cap for all crypto is like $167 billion, so that doesn't include the ICOs?
No, it does not.
So there's another $200 billion on top of that?
I believe the correct number is $200 million.
That makes more sense.
There's so many that are coming out of file coins. Filecoin recently raised $200 million.
Filecoin?
Yes, the Tezos coin raised
$200 million?
Yes.
So how can the market cap of ICOs be $200 million when one of
them
is...
it's got to be way more than $200 million.
Yeah, it definitely has to be more. I just have to double-check my math on that one.
$200 million would be just a handful of ICOs, it would seem like. Because it seems like most of the ICOs, they can nail down $20 to $30 million on any given...
Yeah.
Do you think most of these things are going to crash and burn like so many...
like the dot-com?
Yeah, it's a risk. It's just... And your risk is the same as backing any Indiegogo project or any other crowdfunded project. You know, a lot of these currencies will crash and burn, but a lot of them will go 10x, 100x. Mm-hmm. So that's all the risk reward is involved in that one.
So well, you can't speak about any ICOs that currently look enticing to you?
No, I'm afraid not, but I'm really interested in AI applications on the blockchain. AI applications and privacy applications are going to be huge in 2018 and in the future.
At the last Texas Bitcoin conference, it was an AI on the blockchain application thing that won funding for the Shark Tank thing that they did. Mm-hmm. So I think that, you know, I mean, there's histories behind what you have just said.
So what's going to happen to the Bitcoin price? Mark said that you have some predictions you wanted to share.
Yeah, so there's some really interesting technical analysis on Bitcoin right now. And as you know, we've recently reached a new all-time high, $6,200.
Yep.
And it's been hovering around in that range for a while, this slight correction in the last week or so.
Yeah, it was around $5,700 or so earlier this weekend.
When you zoom out on the charts and you look at Bitcoin price from, say, 2014 to 2015, you can actually draw lines that channel a parabolic arc upwards. Mm-hmm. And we're kind of like in this very early ascent of the Bitcoin parabolic price movement, which could at some point and over many years hit $100,000 a Bitcoin.
So you're saying that if I want to stick with my buying low, selling high thing, it's time for me to liquidate all the Bitcoin I have. If I want to lose money, liquidate Bitcoin, right?
Yeah, I can't make any suggestions on what to do with your buy or sell, but with every time you have an all-time high with a currency, you should expect there to be a pullback and a retest of the support levels of that asset. And some of my guys in my community are suggesting a pullback to $4,300, maybe at most $4,000 USD. Mm-hmm. So expect some volatility in this price movement as the market shakes out the weekends.
Well, the last time back in 2013 when the price shot up to $1,100 and then went ultimately down over several months to $200, are we going to see that happen again?
There is so much strong support for Bitcoin at $200. If you know anyone selling Bitcoin for $200, I will buy it. we won't see that. We could potentially see a 50% retracement from the all-time high, which is kind of the max
3,000,
that even what the traditional investors on Twitter and whatnot are suggesting could happen for Bitcoin.
Now, of course, one thing's for sure. Nobody knows the future of what's going to happen with Bitcoin, but because we obviously have this hard fork that's coming up this month, and that could throw a wrench into things. It didn't the last two times there was a hard fork, but maybe the third time will be the negative charm in this particular case. I want to thank you for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight, Andrew. Appreciate you.
Thanks a lot for having
me,
guys.
And by the way, your website was bitcoindaytrader.com. So for everybody that wants to get into day trading, maybe they could learn a thing or two over there. We're coming up here from the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's Ian and Mark. You can, of course, join us anytime you want over at freetalklive.com, and we got more on the way from Austin.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, the third ever Texas Bitcoin Conference. We've had the pleasure of being at all three, and Bruce Fenton, you've been at all three, I think, as
yes,
well.
Yes, I have.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Where's your son? He's normally flipping all those Bitcoin cups around.
Yeah. He travels with me quite a bit. He's got some other obligations right now, but I'm sure he misses it.
He's a mogul.
Mine broke, so I totally need to get another
one. Oh, yeah. Well, he'll have them at the New Hampshire conference.
Good. Yeah, I wanted to talk about that coming up because for those who are missing the Texas Bitcoin Conference, you can't get here. It's sold out. You're going to be throwing what you're calling the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference. We're going to get into that. But first, you spoke this morning. I think you were the opening speaker today.
Yes.
You wanted to talk about what with the audience? Because we were sitting out here the whole time, so we didn't get a chance to go and see it. So what did we miss?
The official topic was going to be something about mistakes you can avoid in crypto, but that was a long time ago. So what I was planning on talking about was Spacesuit X, this open source project that I helped design, which basically makes it easier for you to analyze digital assets. So I talked a little bit about that, but mainly I just kind of talked from the heart and talked a little bit about how things have changed over these last 4 years or so in this space and what it means to me, which I think is really a big deal that we're in the middle of something cool right now.
You just moved to New Hampshire, right? Pretty recently?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a place up there not long ago, and I moved the company to Portsmouth.
What's the company? I thought you moved a couple companies or something like
that. Yeah, so there's Chainstone Labs is a startup that I started about 2 years ago, and it bought my company that I've had for 20 years called Atlantic Financial, which is an investment firm. So the whole company overall is focused on investment management, tokenization, and securitization of... Or tokenization of securities, so sort of building the decentralized investment management firm of the future.
Do you think the SEC is going to allow securities to be tokenized in the long term? I mean, we're seeing a lot of stuff in the ICO.
I am 100% certain they'll allow it. They've already allowed it.
Okay.
The thing is, I'm glad you asked that, because almost nobody commenting on these things understands the way the law really works. I think I have a good understanding of it. And what's important to note, the SEC has actually not said anything really negative about ICOs. All they've said is that they're going to enforce existing laws. So in the grand scheme, and you guys know how I feel about government, same as you do, mm-hmm. in the grand scheme of horrible statists that do horrible things, the SEC is actually almost least bad. They haven't really done anything bad about this. Their announcement was very expected. They didn't say ICOs are illegal. They just said that some of them... would be considered securities, which anybody who knows anything about securities law should have known that a while ago.
Meaning that if you you buy these shares in these initial coin offerings, if they give you an ownership stake in the company, then that would be a security, right?
Yeah, that would most likely be a security. There's a thing called the Howey test of what you look at to determine whether something is a security or not. And based on what you just described, that would... most likely be a security. Usually, when you're dealing with things where you're taking money in consideration, especially if you go and buy other securities or you buy assets with the hope that they're going to appreciate, those are typically the things that become considered securities. So what a lot of ICOs have done is tried to, sometimes through smoke and mirrors, sometimes through being clever, sometimes being not so clever, they've tried to avoid that, say, oh, no, it's not really this, you get that. In some cases, it just hurts the people buying it because they're really not getting anything for it. You're donating money to an ICO, you're getting an API key, or you're making a donation to a Swiss foundation, something like that.
So what was it that you delivered this morning? I mean, looking back at the last few years or 4 years in the Bitcoin space, I mean, where are we now and how do we get here? And
I think what's really exciting is that it looks like this thing may work.
It's beginning to look that way.
Bitcoin fracturing?
It looks like it might actually be real.
Even with Bitcoin potentially fracturing again in 2 weeks?
Honey Badger don't care. I mean, we've had a very good track record of making it through these things.
Mm-hmm.
And it now looks like we just might have this be real.
Honey Badger doesn't care, but who's the Honey Badger at this point? I'm having a difficult time discerning that. There's a bunch of coins running around with the Honey Badger furs on.
That's a good point. I say the Honey Badger is in the eye of the beholder. It's whatever code you like. If you like code with 21 million coins or 27 million coins, or you like 10-minute block time or whatever your thing is that you've signed up for, and maybe part of that is not just the code, maybe it's how much of a community, or maybe I trust a certain party. On Twitter I said, if you've been burned on Bitcoin, it's probably because you've been burned in crypto, it's probably because you trusted people. Learn from that and don't trust people. And Ari Paul had a really good point. He says, well, you're already trusting people all the time. You can't verify every line of every code. So really, in this sort of trustless society, I guess the difference is that it's not that we don't trust people. It's that we have the choice of who to trust now. Rather than some bureaucrat saying, you have to trust me, we can choose. You can decide whether you want to trust Roger Ver or Peter Todd or Greg Maxwell or Peter Risen, or you can decide who you want to trust. You may just trust Coinbase. Say, I don't really understand any of this.
Bad idea.
I trust this idea. You may trust Ben Lasky because he is an official.
That's the regulator from New York.
He had an ID badge, I bet, and maybe he could have had a uniform. He wore a suit, so maybe Ben Lasky. I mean, he was superintendent of banks, right?
So
I'm glad you're laughing. I make jokes like that all the time.
So Ben Lasky, for
people don't know it's a joke,
right,
which is really scary.
Well, a lot of people, it's going to go over their head because they don't know who he is. So Ben Lasky is the bureaucrat from New York,
right,
who was the head, like, thug when it came to this bit license that New York State passed.
Exactly, architect
a few years
of the bit
ago.
License.
And that drove businesses, Bitcoin-related businesses, out of New York. There used to be, for instance, Bitcoin vending machines in Albany and Buffalo. They closed right down.
Yep.
Other Bitcoin companies were going to open shop in New York. They decided not to. Some, like Local Bitcoins or Shapeshift, they won't do business with anyone who, you know, geographically is located in New York. So the New York government really is, you know, they've cracked down on Bitcoin-related businesses there. And it's nice to see that in New Hampshire, kind of the opposite has been happening, where we had a bill passed this year, the governor signed it, that basically kind of did the opposite of the bit license. It protected cryptocurrency-only transactions and businesses from being considered money transmitters.
And so the New York governor signing that law cost thousands and thousands of jobs, and the New Hampshire signing the opposite law not only didn't cost any jobs, it's brought some jobs. My little company has brought a few, and we're going to bring some more. And I talk to a lot of people in this space. I'm telling every single CEO why we made the decision that we made. It wasn't just because of the Free State Project, although that's cool. It wasn't just because I was a signatory or because I was in nearby Massachusetts. We can move anywhere, and I'm trying to build a billion-dollar company. So I'd move to China if I thought that was best, or the moon if I thought that was best. So I chose it because it really is a great state.
So what is your company doing? So Atlantic Financial has been merged into, what's the name of it?
Chainstone Labs. So Chainstone Labs is working on the bigger picture financial system to say, how can we bring the freedom that Bitcoin has to securities? Because Bitcoin is just cash and currency, which is a big deal. It's a third of the world's money, but there's still a whole mess of money in securities that Bitcoin or Litecoin or Monero or Zcash can't solve, because it's a different thing. You're not going to have one coin that covers all assets in the whole world. You probably won't even have one coin that covers currency. We may not even want that. You know, I just, as a decentralist, I don't really like the idea of saying, like, okay, let's convert all fiat in the world to one thing. So you're going to need something that works on securities, and so that's been our focus. And then Atlantic Financial specifically is even a little more narrow within that, to talk about asset management securities like mutual funds. I mean, if you're a crypto person, you may still want to have a little bit of money in Microsoft stock, or you may like Tesla or Google or something, and you may want to have those investment opportunities. And I think there's a better way to do that with blockchain technology, so you could have those in tokens. And then we're working on providing really high-end specialized investment services, kind of starting with the crypto rich, frankly, you know, new people, a lot of friends that we have, mutual friends that have done well in this. And I realized that the skills that I had of being a financial advisor for 20 years, really things that I need now and my friends need now, to understand trusts and estates and estate planning and insurance and 529 plans for your college planning for your children and all of these kind of things. There's a lot of tricks that have been done by wealthy people for a long time, and I advise them for many years. So I want to provide those services, have a company that provides those services to people who need them in the space, but also making them maybe more modernized and more crypto-ized, because the new crypto people, which I think are cutting-edge leading indicators of where the world will go, don't want to go the old way.
Hold that thought. We're going to continue one more segment with you here in moments. Bruce Fenton, it's Free Talk Live.
Sounds good.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the Texas Bitcoin Conference in Austin at the Canyon View Event Center. Sold out event. As always, as these events, we like to talk to new friends and old friends as well. Lots of interesting folks here at this conference. Mark, let's take a moment to talk about Whole Food Multicomplete.
Yeah, Whole Food Multicomplete is much more than a multivitamin. It includes seven different types of nutrients, including enzymes, of course, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants. Whatever your body needs for a given day, Whole Food Multicomplete can provide it for you. The difference is that, if you're getting some kind of synthetic at the store, you're not getting real plant-based food that is going to, it's vitamins and minerals, and that's great, but it's not everything that you could get. Whole Food Multicomplete handles every aspect, and it does it so much less costly than, say, if you went to a naturopath or something like that and asked them to put together a regimen designed for you. Whole Food Multicomplete will handle that, and it'll do it significantly less costly. Go to simplifymysupplements.com. That's simplifymysupplements.com. Use coupon code FDL. You save 10% every order, every time. This product is so good that I intend to take it forever, whether they advertise or not, because that's how good it is. SimplifyMySupplements.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, so, of course, you're here on Free Talk Live. We're at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. We got Bruce Fenton with us. You are an entrepreneur. You've moved your businesses up to New Hampshire, originally in the Boston area, is that right? And so you didn't have too far to go, but as you said, New Hampshire attracted you because of this, freedom mentality. There's, of course, an incredible cryptocurrency cryptocurrency community there already, thanks to this incoming group of libertarians who also, many of them happen to be cryptocurrency fans. I just handed you our quick and dirty flyer that me and Derek J. Freeman, who lives out in the Portsmouth area, runs the Free State Bitcoin Shop. Have you been to the Free State Bitcoin Shop yet?
No, but I'm going to be a real regular. We're going to start, we're going to have our a meetup that we're going to start, and I'm going to be planning on going myself regularly.
Awesome.
Because I'm going to live right near there. So.
Yeah, they are doing some cool work out there at the, the Bitcoin Shop. They are only accepting cryptocurrency, so people walk in off the street. It's basically a big outreach project.
Right.
Just, you know, strangers walking in off the street, they see things they want to buy, and they come in and they try to buy them. They're told, sorry, we don't take cash. You have to use cryptocurrency.
That's
if you want
right.
to buy anything in the store. So we hammered out a quick quickie flyer here that I just had delivered, so I'm hoping to hand it out at the conference here, letting people know New Hampshire is the destination for people that really want freedom and cryptocurrency together, because that's what we have, and there's it's really the community there is unmatched. And I think some of that's going to be on display coming up here this December with the very first ever Bitcoin conference based in New Hampshire. You're putting this thing together, Bruce. It is called the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference. The website, blockchainnh.com. What inspired you to put it? First of all, you've probably never thrown a conference before, or have you?
Yeah, I've done a few of them.
You have, okay.
I've done the Dubai Bitcoin Conference.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
Then we do this Toshi Roundtable, which is like a private industry event. So we've got some experience with
that.
So
you've done this. Okay, good.
Yeah, and then
good.
I've spoken at about a million of them, so that
right.
gives me
yeah, right.
a lot of friends that, you know, we've had different relationships with them. So the inspiration was really just kind of wanting to... We didn't really want to have a grand opening party or anything, like an office sort of thing. We figured it would be kind of nice to just sort of go up there and say, okay, here we are, and it's not really about us. It's more of a general conference just like this is. You know, we have a lot of other people. I'll be speaking, but other than that, it's not really. You'll notice the branding. A lot of people didn't even know it was my conference. They just thought I was a speaker on it. So, which is, we like that. We like to have the spirit of decentralization. So it's really just about going up there and kind of introducing ourselves to the community, introducing more people to this exciting technology, and sort of starting to build a network. Because the reason that we did this, and we're very, very busy, but we made time to fit this into the busy schedule with the year, because we believe this is going to be something that we're going to do forever, and we want to be part of building this community. Now that we've made the decision that New Hampshire is where our headquarters is going to be, mm-hmm. we want to bring as many people there to bring as many jobs as we can and really, really transform this place and make the crypto capital like the super crypto capital.
Yeah, I think it's just going to keep getting better as more people come in. So this will be great because it'll show off New Hampshire. It'll be during the wintertime or almost, and so, you know, people get to feel what that's like. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to be there. We'll be broadcasting Free Talk Live.
Awesome.
So thank you for having us there. And so definitely looking forward to seeing the Free State Bitcoin or Blockchain Conference, because there's just so much happening in New Hampshire. It's really hard to express all of it. I mean, I made a half-page flyer, but I could have made a 20-page
right.
flyer, just because there's so much that's going on. I just actually this week, Daryl Perry and I, we went up to the there's a committee to study cryptocurrency in the State House, and this was the committee that from that committee came the bill that I talked about earlier, which protects cryptocurrencies from businesses using cryptocurrencies from being considered money transmitters. So this committee's done some good work already. They're sort of mandated to meet on a once a year basis. Is just to, you know, check in and see if they need to do anything. And they talked to the banking regulator who was there, and they said, well, you know, this bill went through. Has there been any problem since then? And she couldn't claim that there was.
Nice.
So that there wasn't really anything for them to do. They basically closed out the meeting saying, well, we're not going to do anything. So at this moment, besides, I'm sure there's some state reps that have probably put together some Bitcoin-related legislation. I just don't know what it is yet. So, you know, like a couple of years ago, there was the one that proposed that taxes should be able to be paid with Bitcoin. I mean, some people feel differently about that, but there's all kinds of interesting things happening in New Hampshire, and that's because we actually have state representatives and state senators who have Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So the reason why that bill got through this summer was because on the Senate Commerce Committee, two of the five members of the Senate Commerce Committee are already Bitcoin fans. They already have it, so they already understand it. We didn't have to go through, you know, a big learning curve in explaining it to these guys. How many other state senates can, you know, make that claim?
Yeah.
Well, zero.
Yeah, zero. Exactly. Yeah, it's really exciting. I mean, I think it's going to be...
I think it's going to be a really great, because someplace has to be, when you have decentralized technology, there still is benefits of physical presence somewhere. Someplace has to be the kind of center of it. Now, San Francisco's got a lot of depth. They've got a lot of tech talent. It's the big home of all the big tech companies. But it's got a lot of drawbacks for startups right now. And there's a lot of
it's
other...
It's California.
Right. It's California, for one thing. And it's really, really expensive and competitive. And
right.
There's a lot of other things. But as far as like an overall lifestyle, all of the research that the Free State people did when New Hampshire was chosen as the state was all really good research. They put a lot of thought into it, and you guys were there in those days, and your listeners, many were as well. And
there's a movie about that.
All those things made sense.
It's called 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's 101reasonsfilm.com. If you haven't seen it, that was what was the result of that research, was they came up with a list of 101 reasons why the people who were voting with the Free State Project should vote for New Hampshire, because there was originally 10 candidate states,
right.
And they made the best pitch. I mean, the New Hampshire pitch knocked all the other states out of the water, and then eventually, Bo Davis and Vince Perfetto, who are a couple of Free Stater early movers, they took that text list and they turned it into a really persuasive, well-edited, professional, hour-long documentary that any libertarian, if you sit them down and watch this movie, and they don't, at the end of it, if they don't want to move to New Hampshire, they're never going to do anything.
Nice.
Because it really is that amazing here.
We've got to apply that to the crypto community, because there's so much overlap.
Yes.
It's like 70% overlap anyway.
Yep.
So they're almost all there. But if we could really make a... Because there's hundreds and hundreds of startups now, and I want to share with others why we did what we did, and I'd love to see some of them. I've already... My one sort of superpower in this space is that I talk to a lot of people. And I don't know how to code. There's a lot of things I'm not good at, but I do talk to a lot of people, and I'm talking to every single CEO that I can and telling them why we did what we did. And I'm hoping that a few of them at least consider putting up a satellite or a smaller office, because there's a lot of benefits. Having all of these crypto people, the high concentration of crypto users, libertarians, you're not that far from big cities with good colleges and things like that. I mean, I was amazed. The Manchester airport flies everywhere. I didn't even know it was a real airport. I thought I was looking in. I'm like, oh, what's this silly little airport now that I'm moving there? Where am I going to be able to fly to, Chicago once a week or something? But it's a real airport. You can actually fly almost anywhere domestically. And
there's usually a stop in between. But
yeah. Boston's not that far away. And So it's great.
Speaking of colleges, I mean, I've heard that Dartmouth has some acclaim. It's right there in New Hampshire.
Yes.
And they've even got an airport there that'll at least shuttle you to a bunch of different places.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. I had this question when you were talking the last segment. You had mentioned your acumen with Atlantic Financial and investing and that sort of thing. And you're hoping to bring this advice and that sort of thing to the crypto community. But crypto people hold their, the idea is to get rid of banks to some extent. That you hold your, you do your own sovereign international bank account in your pocket,
right.
All the time. So as a financial advisor, attempting to do financial advising in a realm where you don't control people's money, how does that work?
You got 20 seconds to answer that question, by the way.
Well, I thought about that a lot, because the old world was all about how you move assets around, and I realized that the people are not going to want to do that in the new crypto world, so I had to design a new way to do it, a decentralized method of financial planning where you can still control your own assets and get advice from me, and I don't even need to know who you are, and I can be paid and you can pay me, but we don't even need to know each other are.
Bruce Fenton from blockchainnh.com. Go get registered for his conference coming up December 1st in New Hampshire. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.